When they'd finished the crafty project a few days ago, their smiles lit the room. Appropriate, since their hard work will be the literal centerpieces highlighting the upcoming Festival of Trees event at the Bold Center. J. A. Williams High School students Aiden Boostrom, Mina Cotter and Willie Kaskeman have spent hours creating 20 decorative centerpieces that will set off the tables at the seniors' tea events during the annual Festival of Trees weekend that takes over the Bold Center from November 24 to 27. The three students, all in the high school's life skills class, have been working with school staff as well as family and community support services to create the unique works of art. FCSS outreach worker James Verhaeg has been working with the students and the staff at seniors' homes in the area over the last few weeks to organize the special tea events that will be held for the seniors as a sneak peek to the annual Festival of Trees. Seniors' homes in Lac La Biche and Plamondon will be coordinating their residents to attend one of two early viewings of the trees and a special sitting for tea. The annual Festival of Trees is a weekend event that highlights the Christmas spirit through an indoor craft and food fair, art displays, music, children's activities, a visit from Santa, and the namesake event that fills the Bold Center's community room with decorated trees that are raffled off for charity fundraising. This year, 60,000 tickets will be available for the raffle that sees business, families and agencies decorate trees with prizes and gifts. The raffle, which normally sells out of all tickets printed, raises tens of thousands of dollars for local charities and volunteer groups each year. Festival of Trees organizer Pat Boone Anderson, who is also a staff member at the high school, said the three students worked very hard on their project and were pleased when they had quite literally put the bow on the last one. They've been working on this since September. They've worked so hard, and it was beautiful to see them smiling this week when they had done all 20 of them, said Boone Anderson, brimming with pride for the students, and explaining that despite any challenges they face in their lives, the students embody the qualities of joy and hope that is associated with the Festival of Trees event. It's just so special. It shows that this event truly is for everyone and everyone can participate. The table centers will be donated to the local seniors' facilities after the event. Events and schedule to come. The seniors' tea events will be held in the Curling Rink Lounge this year, as the continuing popularity of the Festival of Trees is expected to once again completely fill the community room. While more details will soon be available on event specifics for the festival weekend, organizers are releasing information on some added items for this year that will help reduce many of the issues associated with the expected large crowds. Festival organizers have been working with Lac La Biche Museum and Interpretive Center staff as well as the Lac La Biche Heritage Society to provide a park and ride system that will be available for festival goers on Saturday, November 26. The Heritage Society's transit bus will be available for round-trip drop-offs and pickups from the Bold Center and the museum on Main Street. The bus will make regular loops between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you get to the museum and a bus has just left, or it's a bit chilly outside, the museum will be open for you to look around, said Boone Anderson, explaining that in past years, some seniors had difficulties finding parking at the Bold Center because of the crowds. It's just another great partnership to help people out. The festival committee is trying to make things easier for parking, so everyone can come and enjoy the festival. Lots of events. This year's weekend events will also include a free family swim event at Portage Pool on Friday from 1 to 3 p.m., courtesy of ALPAC. The Lac La Biche Curling Club will also be hosting a Learn to Curl Friday fun night. A pet and cuddle animal area is also on this year's festival agenda, along with the return of the gingerbread house competition sponsored by Portage College. Other events planned for the busy weekend will include a wine, food and crafting event on Friday hosted by the Lac La Biche Gymnastics Club, extra hours to see the Lac La Biche Art Club's displays, a family spaghetti dinner and student performance on Saturday at J.A. Williams High School and a Lac La Biche Rotary Club hosted Sunday brunch. The opening night of this year's Festival of Trees will also coincide with the return of the annual Light Up the Night event in downtown Lac La Biche that will include a parade and the lighting of a giant community tree at the Northern Lights Public Schools downtown sub-office. There's a lot, said Boone Anderson with a smile. Since its beginning in 2010, the Festival of Trees has brought a lot to smile about. Rewards, the signature event of the weekend, has raised $250,000 for this community's not-for-profits and children's groups since it began, she said. This year, even more local groups are expected to volunteer and receive funding donations. For the life skills class at the high school, the efforts of the three crafty students will earn a $500 donation from the Festival of Trees committee. The money will be used for the purchase of student supplies for the life skills class. Ticket sales raffle tickets for this year's Festival of Trees will be available 2 weeks before the November 24th event opening day. Tickets will be available at the November 11th Farmers Market. Tickets will then be available for sale at Britain's Your Independent Grocer, IGA, Lac La Biche's Home Hardware and Portage College.